Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Illinois Senator Dick Durbin is a clear and present danger to the national security and future of the United States of America.
I think the Supreme Court is viewed by those who follow it to be more political than in any modern time. It really has reached a point where people are keeping score of who was put in by a Democratic president and who came in under a Republican.
I welcome whatever the committee wants to do because I'm telling the truth.
I want to know what you want to do.
I'm telling the truth.
I want to know what you want to do, Judge.
I'm innocent.
The senior Democratic senator that serves as the Senate Democratic Whip and chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee has recently emerged from his milquetoast shell as an opponent to the Republic for which it stands.
Mr. Chairman,
you're denying us an opportunity to speak on a nominee.
I mean,
third time.
Okay, do this.
We don't have a right to speak under the rules.
Under the third, time, I'd say no.
So you're just going to make it up?
There's
going to be a lot of consequences coming here.
To him, Mr.
You're going to have a lot of consequences coming if you go down this road.
You better
believe
it.
I've cautioned a lot of you.
The clerk will call the roll.
Listen to me. I've cautioned a lot of you.
I've not had the opportunity
to
speak. I would like very much to speak on Mr. Casabai.
I urge you to let Senator Blackburn speak.
Senator Cornyn as well. Senator Cornyn hasn't had a chance to speak.
That's correct. And congratulations on destroying the United States Senate Judiciary Committee.
Durbin leads a Democratic Party that views the invasion of 8 million illegals under Joe Biden as a voting bloc and enforcement arm against taxpaying U.S. citizens, relishing in the possibility of millions of non-assimilated military-aged men given the power by the U.S. Congress to oppress the criticism of the deplorable American people.
But if you were an undocumented person in this country, and you can pass the physical and the required test, background test, the like, you can serve in our military, and if you do it honorably, we will make you citizens of the United States. Do we need that? And there are those who are undocumented who want the chance to serve and risk their lives for this country. Should we give them the chance? I think we should.
After 40 years of working the D.C. insider favors game with his wife and Illinois lobbyist, Loretta Durbin, Durbin has a net worth of $10 million on an average $176,000 per year salary. As the Chicago Tribune discovered, Loretta Durbin has landed contracts with a host of companies, nonprofits, and universities under the purview of her husband's congressional oversight. Recently, Durbin blocked Senator Marsha Blackburn's request to subpoena the Jeffrey Epstein flight logs, and then acted as if he had no idea what anyone was talking about.
Chairman Durbin, can I ask you a quick question? Why won't you subpoena Jeffrey Epstein's flight logs?
So, who are you?
Hillary Vaughn with Fox.
With Fox, of course. I don't know anything about his flight logs.
But why won't you subpoena them? Why don't you want to know?
I don't know the issue. I know who Epstein was, but I certainly don't know anything about the issue.
Well, he was charged with sex trafficking, so why don't you want to know who was utilizing his private plane?
Never been raised by anyone.
Well, Senator Blackburn has wanted to subpoena them, and there hasn't been a vote in your committee.
He said a word to me. Not a word. There's a Fox reporter in the hallway who asked me about this, and I said, I had not spoken to you one time about this issue. I think you'll back me up on that. I'm not mistaken. I didn't know that this was even a subject of your amendments.
I had two amendments, one dealing with Epstein and Sotomayor. I brought it up previously.
You and I have never personally discussed this, have we?
We talked briefly on the floor at the conclusion.
You never mentioned what the subject matter of your amendment was. You said you wanted to offer
in
your
committee
amendment.
I brought up the subject matter of my amendment.
Not in my
three
presence.
Weeks prior. Yes, sir. Oh. It was I'll pull the transcript for you.
I wish you
Thank
would.
Thank you.
I wish you would.
A subpoena to Jeffrey Epstein's estate to provide the flight logs for his private plane.
Thank you, Senator. When I recognized you, I didn't know what subject you wished to speak to. As I announced at the beginning, the first thing we'll consider the two judicial nominations, then we will move to the subpoena.
Dick Durbin is as dirty as the day is long, and like many of his fellow Congressional Uniparty Country Club members, he works for a corrupt criminal combine hell-bent on the destruction of the United States of America. John Bound reporting.
We'll be back. Get ready for a huge transmission.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
He's a young man, but he's probably one of the most informed people about the architecture of the New World Order and their coordinated attack on the planet. He'll be spending the third hour with us today. Now, let me get into what we're going to be going over. On Monday, we open the phones up for people to call in with their experiences with the experimental lethal injections, and we took a whole bunch of really incredibly informative and painful calls. And we still had about seven or eight people on hold, including medical doctors, nurses, you name it, when I had a scheduled guest, a big federal whistleblower on the giant sex trafficking rings being run by O'Biden. So we had to stop there. But we got the names and numbers of folks, and I said I'd call you back next time we took calls. And we had a bunch of guests yesterday with whistleblowers and others, so we didn't get to that. Today, I intend to open the phones up, and by the last segment of this hour, get to all of you that were left on hold on Monday, and then we'll give the number out, of course, and take more calls after we get to those folks first. So that is coming up in the second hour and the end of this hour today. All right. They've gone from a drumbeat to a stampede to a full grand finale crescendo with just Trump is a dictator. He's going to kill everybody. World War III. We're all dead. He's going to arrest all the Democrats. He's going to use the Justice Department against them, everything they've done. And Trump got asked about it, obviously, last night with Hannity. We got a bunch of clips, and Trump's just his classic Trump thing. Where he goes, yes, I'll be a dictator to take the restrictions off oil drilling and energy and on the border. But that's not dictatorial. That's the presidential power. The first thing Biden did when he stole the election, when he got sworn in D.C., surrounded by fences and troops with machine guns, because, you know, Trump's the dictator, the first thing he did was kill the Keystone Pipeline and then kill all the oil drilling and gas drilling permits in the Gulf of Mexico and many other areas of the United States. So that's not a dictatorial action if Trump reverses that. But they are in full crazy town. Here's Yahoo News. Dictator Trump warning spooks America. And all these other headlines. Trump won't deny he's a dictator. Donald Trump refuses to rule out being a dictator. Tells Sean Hannity he may get revenge on his enemies on day one. But it's not in quotes. He didn't say that. After dodging question about abusing the law to go after people. And I agree with Congressman Matt Gaetz. They're laying the groundwork to assassinate Trump because everything they do is blowing up in their new world order faces. 14th Amendment challenge to Trump eligibility heads to Colorado Supreme Court today. They're still trying to remove him from the ballot because, oh, they're the dictators. They're the ones trying to not let you vote for who you want. Doesn't get any more dictatorial than that, saying, no, 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 you can't vote for who you want. No, 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 we're the dictators. They're the oligarchs. But Ken Paxton, who they tried to put in prison for 8 years. Oh, one of his donors that refurbishes houses worked on his kitchen. Turned out that wasn't even true. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi, insider trades publicly. Ken Paxton has filed, literally, was it 40, 50 powerful lawsuits? A bunch of them he's won. Now, of course, doesn't mean never got implemented. But a couple of years ago, went to the Supreme Court. They said, yeah, you can't have federal agencies just declaring carbon dioxide a toxic waste and making law outside of Congress. But, you notice that's still ongoing. Still, they're shutting down coal power plants everywhere. But Paxton, at least, is getting it out there. He's filed two new lawsuits in the last 48 hours. 2 days ago, A.G. Paxton, Pfizer jabs under 1% effective, false advertising, dangerous. He's suing Pfizer. And now we've got this today. Attorney General Ken Paxton sues U.S. State Department for conspiring to censor American media companies and the American people. Massive election meddling. So we need more attorney generals like Ken Paxton. We got a good one in Missouri. We got a few other good ones. But most of them are either neocon deadbeats or they're actual Soros operatives like Letitia James in New York. Who's got all these laws passed where judges can have trials without juries. And so Trump can be found guilty by that pinhead judge. I mean, just it's oh, but Trump on trial without juries, you know, he's the dictator. Yes, he's the dictator. Trying to keep him off the ballot, trying to keep him from able to run, saying they're doing it, setting up kangaroo courts with no juries. Gee, if you're going on a checklist of totalitarianism and dictatorship, this is it. It's a dictatorship of the bureaucracy against the people of our republic. And the globalists use similar tactics all over the world. But don't worry, she couldn't even win the primary. A savior is born. The View delusionally elevates Liz Cheney to messianic status as she is going to run as a third party to shave off, she thinks, conservative votes to make sure a Democrat wins because she says Trump's a dangerous dictator. Let me see. No major wars under him. Peace deals in the Korean Peninsula. Peace deals in the Middle East, the Abraham Accords. The list went on and on. Stopped the escalation of the war and helped end it in Syria. Turned out General Milley and others just ignored Trump, though, and still had troops fighting on the side of ISIS against Assad. Oh, but Trump's the dictator. Gee, what'd your daddy do? Dick Cheney. And all the millions of dead based on the lies of WMDs. I mean, this is like the pot calling pure driven snow black. This is upside down world. In every respect, Liz Cheney. Oh, and everybody was going to be able to get the transcripts and documents and videos from all the different depositions with Ray Epps. They've erased it all. Now we're learning they've erased the transcripts, not just the videos, just like they didn't want the January 6th videos coming out because we know what they were really up to. So we're going to drill through all that. Also, the COP 38 event, it's official. They want 75% of cars off the road in the next 4 years. They want all natural gas cut off. It'll kill a couple billion people conservatively. I have mainline estimates. We'll be going over some of those numbers with top engineers, scientists, demographers, and others. We're going to be looking at the FBI director testifying in Congress that he's never seen so many red blinking lights. By the just, there's domestic terrorists, evil white people, and the precious Muslims may attack us any moment that they've been bringing in at record numbers. So they're getting ready to stage something or let something happen on that front. Biden says he wouldn't be seeking re-election if Trump wasn't running. He says, you know, that since he's already been elected once, he's the only one that can beat Trump. What, with his rallies with five people at him? Who is buying this? No one, really, except the biggest idiots on the planet. So we're going to cover it all here today. Massive COVID-19 news. Anywhere the UN goes and makes a post on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, 99% of the comments are, you're a bunch of mass murdering criminals. So I thought I'd read over some of those as well. But that house of cards has already fallen. They just hope we don't notice. If the house of cards fell and nobody saw it, would it have fallen?
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken.
Rip to Wall Street!
it's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Segment. Intersects with what I'm about to hit now. It is science. It is provable, demonstrable that if you tie three bowling balls around your feet and throw yourself into 100-foot deep water and go to the bottom, that within 4 minutes you're going to be dead. It's a fact that if you take a gallon of gasoline and pour it all over yourself and light yourself on fire, that it's going to burn all your skin off. You're going to go into shock and die if you're not put out in about 20 seconds. You'll be dead within a few minutes. It is a fact that if you got an industrial wood chipper, turned it on high, and had someone put you in head first, you're going to die. It's a fact that if you reached into a bag of fentanyl and popped two or three powerful pills, you'd be dead in 30 minutes. That's just science. And they've cut off 30% of the fertilizer worldwide the last 2 years. That's an official number. That's going to kill close to 100 million people conservatively. That's conservatively. And they're accelerating that. Are you starting to figure out what's going on here? When they cut energy production and they cut plant food production, and they cut electric car food off, and that's coal, that the grid's going to go down. And that's what the big power alliances have said. They said, well, this is going to start going off this year, this winter, and this next summer. I'm going to hit that next segment. But these are the people at COP38 that were just laying all this out again. And then they have the nerve to point at our peacemaking president, Trump, and say he's a dictator. One of the most classic aspects of a tyrant in the modern parlance and vernacular, historically it's a double entendre. In ancient Greece it had some good connotations, depending on your perspective. There were some good tyrants that knocked out the oligarchies that were a group of tyrants or a group of oppressors, but I see it in the more modern use as bad. But what tyrants really do historically is turn off resources. And there's a name for that. It's called feudalism. And if you study feudalism practice around the world, it's been the most common form of governance since civilization first formed more than 7,000 years ago. It's keeping the people on a short leash, keeping them poor, keeping them under their control. And Trump fundamentally understands this, and so he says, yeah, I'll be the dictator you say I am. Because he's not going to say, oh, I promise I'm not, like they have the moral authority, like it's even true. He turns it around and says, yeah, I'll dictatorially, with the power he has in the Constitution, he has that. A dictator dictates everything. But under the law, the president can dictate the policy on energy and the border. If I give dictation to a secretary, they're just copying everything I say word for word. She's not my slave. So there's different uses for the word. But Trump says, yeah, I'll be a dictator only the first day. I'll secure our nation's border, and I'll turn our energy back on. And with that, they went, see? He admits he's a dictator. Biden's acting as a dictator over policy and saying, we're not going to track the 400,000 children that have come in since he got in, many of which have disappeared. So here's a clip of Trump on Hannity last night.
To this one issue, though, because the media has been focused on this and attacking you,
yeah,
under no circumstances. You are promising America tonight. You would never abuse power as retribution against anybody.
Except for day one.
Yeah. Except
for
what?
He's going crazy. Except for day one.
Meaning?
I want to close the border and I want to drill.
That's
drill,
not
a,
that's,
drill.
That's not, no,
no.
That's not retribution. I got
I'm
going to
be, I'm going to be, you know, he keeps, I love this guy. He says, you're not going to be a dictator, are you? I said, no, 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 other than day one. We're closing the border, and we're drilling, drilling, drilling. After that, I'm not a dictator.
So that sounds to me like you're going back to the policies when you were president.
That's
all right,
exactly.
Take a break. Just kidding.
We got a lot more of these clips I'm going to get to right now. But, again, everything they say about Trump they're doing, it's total inversion, total projection, upside-down world. And he makes that point later. They're the ones trying to keep me off the ballot. They're the ones trying to put me in jail with all this made-up crap. But notice, still, when the corporate-controlled media, the enemy of the people, puts out a lie, still we respond to it. Just like they kept saying Trump is a Russian agent during his time in office, so he would be on the defense defending against it the whole time. Let's go to clip 26, talking about Biden. Here it is.
Let me ask you, when prominent Democratic voices like Maureen Dowd and David Axelrod and Van Jones and others are so critical of Joe Biden, and of course he is struggling cognitively, I can't think of, in the last couple of months, any appearance that he has had where he wasn't either mumbling or bumbling or stumbling or having no clue where to go, where to exit. Now, my question is, do you think in 11 months he will be their candidate?
I personally don't think he makes it, okay? I haven't said that. I'm saving it for this big town hall. I've never really... I personally don't think he makes it. I think he's in bad shape physically. Do you remember when he said, I'd like to take him behind the barn? If he took me behind the barn and I went like this... I believe he'd fall over. I believe he'd fall over. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? But it was okay. And by the way, it was okay for him to say that. He said, I'd like to take him behind the... He could say that and everyone thought it was so cute. If I ever said it, they'd say, he's a dictator. He's a horrible human being. You know, it's a whole double standard we have, and not only in the law, but just about everything else, as you know very well. I personally don't think he makes it physically. I watched him at the beach. He wasn't able to lift a beach chair, which is meant for children to lift. You can lift him like that. And mentally, I would say he's possibly equally as bad and maybe worse. But I don't know. I will say this. He's got vicious people surrounding him around that beautiful Oval Office. There are people in that Oval Office that are evil people, bad people, smart people, young, vicious. They're communists and they're bad.
Remember when he said Hamas is smart, Hezbollah is smart? They went, oh, he likes them. No. It's classic Trump. No, that's a real enemy. The enemy's smart. And you shouldn't underestimate our enemies. They're damn smart and damn evil. But I'm going to go to break and come back into the other issues and back into Trump later. But here's the big takeaway. You haven't seen Trump on Fox anywhere, have you, in the last couple of years? I think he's been on Hannity one time before. Because they said, well, no more Trump, remember? And once we take him off the internet, once we take him off big tech, and then once we don't let him on Fox, he'll just go away. He's like, I was supposed to go away. But see, you didn't go away. The American people and populists and Christians around the world who understand that this is an international fight, whether it's Bolsonaro or Bukele or Milei or any of these people, we're getting patriots elected everywhere, and that's why they're in full, total panic mode. So it's important for the world that Trump get back in as well if you want to stop World War III. They're also saying he wants World War III. It's the opposite. Who started all these wars? Has war gotten worse since Biden stole the election, or has it gotten better? Well, we all know what's happened. It's gotten much worse. So the gaslighting's not working, which makes the deep state even more dangerous. They're a bunch of cornered vermin. We'll be right back.
Cyber Week 2023, the biggest sale of the year, is now live. Store-wide free shipping on any order, double Patriot points, that's 10% off your next order, and up to 60% off on best-selling products. And X2, sold out for more than a year, that is the game-changing element in your body that counters the fluoride, everything. Nobody else has got it. Limited supply, X2 is discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got sales right here, as much as 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got
Brain Force Plus, the incredible nootropic, 60% off. Brain Force Ultra, fast acting, 60% off. Real Red Pill Plus, green fiber capsules, down out sleep support, 50% off. Vasobeaks, finally back in stock, 40% off. Bodies, about to sell out, 40% off. The list goes on and on. And get a copy of my new book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance, all at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
In this country, because everybody from Governor Frank Keating to Henry Kissinger are calling for Americans to start living another lifestyle, to give up liberty for security, is the Henry Kissinger and Governor Keating quote, and I'm hearing it all over the radio, television.
Kissinger was asked how to get the U.N. troops on American soil back in 91 in Evian, France, in front of the Bilderberg Group.
He said that we had an outside threat. The American people would beg for their world government to save them.
The alien threat scenario has been discussed by Kissinger and others.
Publicly, they've admitted they're going to use a fake alien attack.
There also exists an extraordinary opportunity to form, for the first time in history, a truly global society of a new world order. That's what this is about.
Visit InfoWarsStore.com today. Take on the new world order by keeping InfoWars on the air.
All right, let's look at their continued shutting off of the food to the people, the fertilizer to the plants that feeds the people, and the actual energy that powers the machines. that feed the people and clothe the people. We're going to lay this out. But please remember, ladies and gentlemen, that Christmas 2023 is here. And if you're not shopping with Patriots, you're crazy. And I appreciate all your past support. We have amazing products. And finally, most of our products are back in stock, though a lot of the ones that we've had in for a while are about to be sold out. Like the fish oil just sold out, but the krill oil's there. Up to 60% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. X2, incredible what it does for your body, your whole system. It's really the missing link, the opposite of fluoride. We have the only true pure iodine out there. X2 back in stock, selling out quick. Turbo Force, our strongest nootropic, our strongest brain boost. It's discounted, back in stock, lasts 10 hours on average, depending on your physiology, depending on your own system, but it is very, very strong. It's back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vaso Beats, Vital Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Ultra 12, Real Red Pill Plus, Down and Out Sleep Support. They're all 60, 50, 40, and 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, I'm not going to belabor this, but the chink in the armor here in funding the operation is that the federal judge, and about the ongoing bankruptcy that's going through to keep free speech on the air, it looks like. We'll know here in a few months that they've signaled that's what's happening. The judge has. We've done everything we're supposed to. He says, I have to pay half the legal bills. Well, I'm completely upside down, but I do get half the proceeds from the book sale when it's sold at InfoWarsStore.com. I get like $2 a book when it's sold on Amazon. So if everybody will just go get a signed or unsigned copy, and a signed is a fundraiser, you know you kept us on air if you do that. We wouldn't be here. It wasn't for folks that bought the last book, The Great Reset and the War for the World. This book is twice as long, incredibly powerful, gets into a lot of solutions as well. The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists, and Launching the Next Great Renaissance, Alex Jones with Ken Heckenlively, forwarded by Stephen K. Bannon. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the signed or unsigned book, and I appreciate all of your support. I ask those that have not gone and gotten the book to really think about doing that and make the decision to do it, because without you, the globalists are going to win. Also, you can make a straight donation at GiveSendGo at defendjones.com. I want to thank all those that have. $5, $10, $100, whatever you can, and I appreciate you. That will also hopefully help me not be upside down. I am upside down by over $2 million. That sounds like a lot. But for a media operation like this, it is a drop in the bucket for the huge effect we have. And this whole litigious operation, I'm not going to spend an hour explaining it all, is going to come to an end in the next 2 to 3 months. And so this is the deciding heart of the battle right now. They've spent over $57 million in the last 5 years trying to shut us down. And we've spent $15 million legally battling them. And I sold my house, and I'm in the process, it'll only get us a couple hundred thousand dollars, but selling my guns, except for a few I'm keeping, two guns I'm keeping. I've got guns I got in high school my dad gave me. They're all about to be auctioned off. My extra car, that'll only get us like 60 grand. Fine. I don't care about all that crap. It's all going into the fight. Now is the time. Now is the time to take action. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Okay, let's get into what the globalists are doing and how they're cutting the energy off. Here's just an everyday example. Same thing's happening in Europe, the UK, Australia, New York City, to charge you $23 a day to even enter the city. Passenger vehicles will be charged $15 to enter the congestion zone, and then that much or more when you leave. Truckers between 26 and 36. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. And that's all passed on to the people, and the globalists swindle it. And now, what, 40% plus of all U.S. funds to the federal government, all the tax money goes to pay interest on the debt. We're being maneuvered into total debt slavery like Argentina or Weimar Germany. It's happening, or Venezuela. This is the New World Order takeover plan. Here's the clip from New York.
And so it begins. New York City will be the first city in America to charge Americans just to go to work in the morning.
The very first state in the nation, the very first city in America to have a congestion pricing plan.
Americans will have to pay around $23 per day.
Passenger vehicles would be charged $15 to enter the congestion zone, trucks between $24 and $36 depending on size, and motorcycles $7.50. Those tolls would be charged once per day and would be in effect between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. on weekdays and 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on weekends. Fees.
The proposal aims to reduce traffic congestion, but
The full clips on Infowars.com. Here is Tedros when he's not killing 2 million of his own people in Ethiopia. Look that up. Not giving him medication during a cholera outbreak. When he's not trying to get world treaties to take over your bodily autonomy. He's also saying that we've got to cut the energy production in the world by at least half. Here it is.
First, a climate-friendly world. WHO calls on leaders from government and industry to work together to phase out fossil fuels urgently and accelerate the transition to clean energy. Fossil fuels, coal, oil, and gas are by far the largest contributor to global climate change, accounting for over 75% of greenhouse gas emissions. Winning the world of fossil fuels is therefore the only way for countries to meet their commitment to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. This is a public health imperative.
And then Hillary says 500,000 people with no evidence died because it was the hottest summer ever last year. Total crap. Totally made up. None of it true. Remember Al Gore said all the polar bears were dying and we'd be flooded by 2007 and 2013 as he bought beachfront houses like Obama did at 1 foot above sea level. Here's the founder of Greenpeace, Dr. Patrick Moore, explaining this is genocidal consequences of the globalist death cult.
And they're getting away with doing something now. They're going into agriculture and threatening to cut off the supply of food because food is causing global warming. And, oh, isn't that nice? Only the billionaires will be able to afford to buy food. And all the other people will die and because there's not enough food. That's what we're heading for if we continue to listen to these people. And they are about to perpetrate one of the most evil acts in the history of human civilization, which is to cause poverty and starvation to people if they go with this net zero. In order to get net zero, we'd have to kill all the animals, including ourselves, because we are an emission of CO2. We are talking about the most important things for the survival of ourselves every day, food and energy. There are nothing else is as important as those two things. Water, right, is part of food. They haven't decided to cut the water off just yet. But if they go ahead with what they are thinking and planning, they will.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions. Silver solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
They just standardize it, they roll it out, and they do it to you. They're already putting mRNA, DNA, you name it, in a cows, pigs, you name it. It's getting into the population. They're killing us. Because he likes it. His dad headed up Planned Parenthood. He wants to depopulate you. And everything he does depopulates you, makes you sick or kills you. And we don't put two and two together. Hell, that's not even putting two and two together. They're just doing it. Here he is.
Well, the Gates Foundation has partnered with DFID on a great number of things, and among those are work we do together on livestock, helping animals survive either by having vaccines or better genetics, helping them be more productive. It's making a big difference. I was down in Ethiopia seeing how chickens are out there laying more eggs, getting more nutrition, and even some small savings into the household. So Edinburgh happens to be where a lot of the world's best work on this is done, and that's why DFID and the Gates Foundation are funding scientists here.
Now, the next clip I want to get to, and then I'm going to give the number out, but first we're going to go ahead and have the call crew. Because on Monday we left a lot of callers on hold, doctors, nurses, whistleblowers that wanted to talk about their experience with the COVID lethal injections. So we're going to go ahead and open the phones up and get those folks on the line, call them back, because I promised I would, and then we'll give the general number out for everybody else, again, on that topic to share your COVID or COVID injection stories with us, and we'll take your calls throughout the second hour ahead of an incredibly informed expert on the New World Order joining us in the third hour today. But I wanted to play you a clip of Terrence McKenna explains how the world will become exponentially weirder. This is a clip from 1998. I want to say something about Terrence McKenna. I read history books and philosophy and government documents and also heard what my family told me that had worked in some of these areas. And then when I was first getting on air, I had a lot of learned friends, including my cousin, who lived here in Austin, still does, say, did you get this from Terrence McKenna? And I said, no, I don't really know who he is. He was like part of the 60s, 70s kind of hippie movement or philosophy movement. Timothy Leary stuff, right? They're like, yeah. But he basically saying everything you're saying, but saying it's kind of a good thing, but just expect it. Then I went and read, I think, three or four of his books. Very thought-provoking, very well-written, very Luciferian, though, in that he's for it. But very piercing. And so I did learn a lot by reading. And then when I read the writings of the World Economic Forum, the writings of UNESCO that actually runs and organizes the global policies and the rest of it, I noticed them basically quoting him but not giving him credit, with basically saying they're going to use Earth and the mutations and the calamities and the depopulation. And that out of that crisis, they believe a Superman will emerge. And if you see the X-Files movies and all that, it's always based on something terrible happens to somebody, or Spider-Man gets bitten by a radioactive spider and he becomes Spider-Man, or Deadpool, you know, where they're artificially putting him through accelerated evolution. Most people die, but maybe one out of 1,000 creates an Ubermenschen or a Superman. And that's what this project's about. World government to get life essential technology to test all the cybernetics and cyborg and genetic engineering on us, and then out of guinea pigging billions of people while you kill them, you then discover the secrets of the universe, and out of this cataclysmic Guderdammerung battle of the gods, the Ubermenschen emerges. And that's what Hitler thought as well. So it's really important to understand they believe this big grand destabilization, this great reset, that they're going to be able to build back better on its ashes. And so this is their philosophy. And it's very, very important to understand who your enemies are and what makes them tick, right? That's really an understatement. It's not even an understatement. It's just a true statement. It's hiding in plain view. It's prima facie on its face. And that's what's so frustrating about my show and what we do here is 99% of what we talk about is confirmed on the record going on. And people hear this and they go, there's no way that's true. That's just too fantastical. And I just sit here frustrated going, hey, we have the insurance company numbers that there's a 40% increase in deaths over any year previously, including major wars. That's true. It's true the injections didn't work for how they said they worked and erased your immune system. It's true that two men can't have a baby. It's true they had testimony in Congress yesterday where the Democrats just said women need to suck it up and lose gracefully to biological men. That's actually a quote. Sorry your kids got stabbed by a Muslim, big talk show host said in England 2 weeks ago. Just suck it up. She actually said, suck it up. Suck it up. So I understand if you tell somebody you got a problem, a lot of folks want to procrastinate and say, I don't believe there's a problem because you don't want to deal with it. One time I was over at some long-time family friend's house. There'd just been a wedding, and I'd gone to it, and it was the after-wedding thing over at their mom's house. She had a big house and pool and all that, and they were going to go off on their honeymoon. And I'm sitting there watching a football game kind of in the back side room, and one of the lady's son's cousins that I've known her family forever, was in there. And I saw the groom, and she's only like 16, hit on her. And I said something about it. They said, that's not going on. Come on, don't stir up trouble. And later it came out that was, you know, an issue. And it's the same thing. It's like I guess I'm the weirdo because I see something like that, and it's obvious. And I mean, I go say something, and then I'm the bad guy. See, I just don't live with my head in the sand. And I've told the crew this, and they know that. I want to hear about problems immediately. I don't want to hear about problems later. I want to know the worst of it so I can get ready for it. But I learned that's not something the average person does. Well, folks, if you want to be successful or even survive, you better want to face how bad it is. And it's bad, okay? Real bad. Here's Terrence McKenna.
Addiction is going to rise excruciatingly, even beyond the excruciating present levels of contradiction. I think it's just going to get weirder and weirder and weirder, and finally it's going to be so weird that people are going to have to talk about how weird it is. And at that point, novelty theory can come out of the woods, because eventually people are going to say, what the hell is going on? It's just too nuts. It's not enough to say it's nuts. You have to explain why it's so nuts. I look for the invention of artificial life, the cloning of human beings, possible contact with extraterrestrials, possible human immortality, and at the same time, appalling acts of brutality, genocide, race baiting, homophobia, famine, starvation, because the systems which are in place to keep the world sane are utterly inadequate to the forces that have been unleashed. The collapse of the socialist world, the rise of the internet, these are changes so immense nobody could imagine them ever happening. And now that they have happened, nobody even bothers to mention what a big deal it is. The mushroom said to me once, it said, this is what it's like when a species prepares to depart for the stars. You don't depart for the stars under calm and orderly conditions. It's a fire in a madhouse. And that's what we have, the fire in the madhouse at the end of time. This is what it's like when a species prepares to move on to the next dimension. The entire destiny of all life on the planet is tied up in this. We are not acting for ourselves or from ourselves. We happen to be the point species on a transformation that will affect every living organism on this planet at its conclusion.
So the globalists are just playing God and deciding to trigger this early. And this is what the heads of Google and Facebook and all of them believe. And that's why Elon Musk has said, beware those that worship AI gods. So that's what they're doing. They've just decided, well, it's not really their own free will. They're just doing this. And that's the way it is. Please remember, we need your support. We need your word of mouth. That's how we break through the big tech. We're in a war for humanity's future. Troy, free shipping right now. InfoWarsStore.com. X2 and Turbo Force, both back in stock. Up to 60% off. Free shipping, double Patriot points. And I need your support. Plus, these are really great products you want to experience. Almost everything's back in stock, and it's the biggest sale yet. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with your phone calls.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.